404 McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name's Erin. I'm with Canada Research. I'm one of their occupational nurses and I primarily do their injury management. I've been in occupational health for the last 9 years and I was born and raised here in Fort McMurray, so it's everything.
There we go. All right. So born and raised in Fort McMurray. What high school did you go to?
All of them.
All of them?
Well, the ones that were built in my vintage, yes.
So, Merck, Westwood, and Comp?
Yes.
What an interesting take. All right, well, this show just, Tanner just tuned in. All right, you can ask your first question, Tanner.
Yeah, so what was your favorite?
Actually, and Second Chance was, which is...
Frank's now.
Yeah. I also went there as well. Frank's would probably be my favorite because I could go when I wanted to.
Okay.
So, did you go Westwood, Merck, Comp, Frank's?
Westwood, Merck, Frank's, Comp.
Oh, you went to Comp after Frank's? What was in that thought process of a decision?
Well, I wasn't showing up, and I figured if I had to show up, it was a better chance of me showing up if I went to... like attended actual school.
Interesting.
Wild.
So end with the best, I get it.
We're both born and raised here, so it's an ongoing.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So he went to Comp, I went to Merck. So it's a question that we ask on every episode once we find out somebody's born and raised, where we've got a tally. And so we have never spoken to somebody who went to all three and put an asterisk and put the fourth one on there.
Yeah. So all of my children have also gone to Westwood and will have graduated from Westwood.
Okay.
So.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Huh. Why did they choose Westwood? What about that one?
Because it's closest to my house, probably. And they knew I'd gone to Westwood and that's where I'd started my... It's just... how it, and yeah, so they've maintained it.
Interesting. Wild. Well, man, we're having a lot of firsts on the podcast today. So you were born and raised here, went to all these schools. What part of the community did you grow up in though?
Thickwood.
Nice.
Old Thickwood.
Yeah.
The originals, yeah.
Okay, so like around the St. Paul's area.
Thickwood Heights Elementary, yeah.
Cool, okay. And so, we're not gonna get into why you did all the skipping around, but you enjoyed the freedom of like not having a schedule. That worked best for you as a child?
Yes, I have commitment issues.
Yeah. Interesting, that's funny. Yeah, that makes sense though, because we did a bunch of interviews with students from that school. Dan Tulk lined it up for us. And that was one of the things that a few of the students said, like they were learning, like it's still a school like any other school. And during COVID, like it gave them like the world more of an option from working or going to school alternatively. And it's cool that you got to have that opportunity back in the day and it like worked for you.
Yeah, it did not work for me. I did not graduate from any of the high schools.
Okay.
I actually had to do post-secondary and upgrading so I could do my nursing and actually got my GED and whatnot so I could get a job on site and stuff. So I didn't become a nurse until later.
Shit, I got my GED, or I got my diploma and didn't do any of that stuff, so I don't think it really matters.
Yeah, where'd you get the drive to do that?
I was told I couldn't do something, so I did.
Oh, good for you. That's amazing. Yeah. Right on. And so, now that you've been in this field, like, you were told you couldn't do it, you decided to go, why did you pick this field of specialties to, like, just focus in on?
So... growing up, I'd always wanted to be a nurse. I'm actually a third generation nurse. I have a daughter who's actually in nursing school now, she'll be fourth year, or fourth generation. So I'd always wanted to be a nurse, but it wasn't really in the cards. I had children young, so going out and working was more the avenue that I ended up going down. So I worked in the field, out in the industry, as a truck driver, like a class 3 driver, so water, back, cement, that kind of stuff. And then I moved into safety, and then I worked for Syncrude for a bit as a safety officer, administrator. And when I was on mat leave, or going on to mat leave with my youngest child, is when I was like, you know what, I really should pursue the nursing. And so that's when I decided to do that. And so when I graduated nursing, I didn't realize that occupational nursing or industry nursing was even a thing, and I was having a hard time getting a job at the hospital for whatever reason, and so that's where it introduced me into occupational. And then I was this nurse at Suncor, COVID happened, everything else, and then I went to the hospital. I was actually second guessing staying as a nurse just because of the environment that they're working in at the hospital, and I was actually going to leave nursing possibly.
Yeah.
And my resume popped up. I already knew Christine from other avenues. Our children actually are together and dating, and so that's how I know Christine, and she saw my resume and what I do here is what I had done other places. But this specific type of nursing, because I have my site experience, so I know the demands of the job and the environment that our employees are working. Mm-hmm. I have the safety side, so I understand all of that. And then I have the nursing, so that's how it brings it to what we're doing here.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Match made in heaven.
Right. And Christine is very specialized, and she has a whole lot of knowledge, and me and the two of us, have been doing this.
So. That's great. I'm going to rewind on that conversation. You were a class 3 driver, so like,
yeah,
swamper, like vac trucks. You were just like, I used to work for a company called Everready. It's called Clean Harbors now. So like, what were you doing in those trucks?
I was the driver operator. I wasn't the swamper. I was driving them. So yeah. I worked with CETA.
Okay.
And so, yeah. So operating and driving.
That's a really interesting career. You don't see a lot of females in that career at all, really.
It's getting more and more.
That's great.
Like the last time that I was working there, there was more getting introduced into it. Actually, when I got my class 3 license, which was back in like 2002, I had a hard time getting a job because I was under 25 and they wouldn't, right? So,
yeah, anyway, insurance for the license. Yeah. That's great though that you're seeing more women in that field, because it's a great industry to work in, lots of opportunity.
It is. Actually, my girlfriend said I attended high school and all the good, great influences as they were are actually all class 3 drivers as well, and they're all out in industry still. So.
Yeah, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. Now, totally change of gears. I hear you're going on a vacation in November.
Yes.
Where are you going?
We're going to Vienna.
Have you ever been?
No.
No, so you're excited about it?
Yes.
So what about it do you think is the main location you want to go check out? What's like that one?
So the primary reason that we are going is to go to the Christmas markets, and that's what we're doing.
Are you a huge Christmas person?
Yes.
What about Christmas gets you going? Like, I love Christmas. I think everybody loves Christmas, but this guy's family is like, they love Christmas. I didn't even know Christmas was that lovable before.
Oh, really?
So
we
now
call my mom the Christmas Nazi because of how much she loves Christmas and how serious she takes it.
Yeah.
She, like when we were kids, we used to decorate the tree like kids would decorate the tree, you know?
And
we'd go to bed and she would fix the tree because it wasn't. You do the same thing? Yeah.
Yes, I have actually adopted a second tree that I decorate.
See, like, I can accept that.
But yes, I will move things.
On the original, so you have your own tree, and you're still out here fixing the first original tree, even though you bought a second tree so the first tree could be left alone.
Well, when your children are little, it gets very crowded and unlike symmetrical, so you gotta spread her out.
Maybe that's an excuse for your family. My family, when I was 6, my sisters were 12 and 18.
Oh, wow.
Somebody was tall enough to get onto those trees.
Yeah.
My mom just was like, nope, you can't have too many snowmen close together. You can't put a snowflake next to another snowflake. Like, you and my mom would have a great time together. You should hang out with her sometimes.
That's hilarious. So Festival of Trees, like when you're looking at all of the trees.
Yes.
Are you judging? Are you critiquing? Have you ever had a chance to decorate one of those trees?
I've never decorated one of the trees, but I go. I'm a bigger fan of the old-fashioned Festival of Trees because it was more decorated. Now I find that it's a lot of like what they're selling on what the raffle ticket or whatever is. But originally, like when my kids were little itty bitties and we went and oohed and aahed over it, there is a Christmas Nazi in every group, and so they're fixing it.
That's hilarious. Well, listen, Tanner's tapped his watch, so that means, unfortunately, we are out of time. That being said, before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Plug as in, like...
Shout-out, plug, anybody, anything to anybody.
Well, first I'll say hi to Christine, who is not here and has put us definitely in the spotlight. And secondly, to all the others that are from Fort McMurray that might not have done schooling and whatnot, we all made it one way or the other, and we'll continue to do it.
There we go. Love it. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.